And Mark Sanbo is president of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority. And you guys had an open house.
Yes, we did. That was kind of an exciting time for us last night.
Yeah, I understand there's quite a few people there.
Well, about 25 to 30.
Yeah. Well, that about fills up space. But,
yeah, that fills the room, yeah. It went over pretty well. I think people were interested in what we were doing. And what we had done is we'd set up stations of the different areas, like the Chamber of Commerce had a little table, and the SBDC, the Small Business Development, had a table, and housing had a table. The AEOA was there to give their information. The golf course had a table, and then of course Cedar Grove Business Park had a table, and we answered questions, and we had people there that were, really up on what's going on in those areas. Red Pine Realty, Jack and Sandy McHugh have really started a push for selling lots in the business development area or the Cedar Grove Business Park, and it's really taking off. In fact, we've had one inquiry. The Cornerstone Church when they bought their lot, they reserved a second lot right next to theirs, and I think they're talking about exercising that option now to buy that second lot.
I understand there's also some interest in what would be, changing the rules of the game a little bit, but building living quarters over some of the places in
right.
the business park.
At the present time, our covenants do not allow homes or apartments above businesses, but it's something that we as an EDA need to look at. The covenants were made at one point in time, and when you look at the business park, the way it was developed, that seemed like a proper way of doing it, but now there are more people who want to have a small little mom and pop operation, and housing isn't, as we all know, housing here isn't of the greatest quantity, so there have been people who have asked that question, can we do that? And we're looking at that as an EDA, and I think it's something that we need to consider.
Well, also, currently and a few years ago, a housing project is discussed for
right.
Park. So it's kind of like, well, okay, if you can do that, how come I can't do this,
Well, the housing project was above the business park, and that was a separate area.
Yeah,
and part of it is when you put the covenants together and we put the business park together, we got a lot of money, grant money from DEED, and they put certain restrictions on what can you do in that area because we gave you money to put in the infrastructure.
Well, maybe they'll listen.
Maybe. We hope so.
Okay, well, let's talk about Superior National Golf Course. They had one of the tables.
Yes.
And where do we stand on the bond request?
At the present time, we've been presented with a number of options for funding with the bonds. And I'll give you two examples. From Ehlers, one of the bonds was probably, total when the payments are all done is going to be $5.8 million. And we looked at that, and Scott Harrison and a few of our people have come up with an idea that if we have the county back the bonds, we could save $1.4 million in the amount of money we pay. And we could do it for like $4.4 million instead of $5.8 million. And in both scenarios, there's a risk to taxpayers, obviously, because the golf course is county owned, and or EDA owned, which is ours. And if we default on the bonds, there's going to be risk. And I'd rather pay 4.4 than 5.8 if I have to put up something. So we're hoping that people can see the merit in doing that because it is. It's needed. We paid off our revenue bonds, and now we need to get this. I think it's $1.2 million or whatever it is to add to finish the project, and so that's where we're headed.
And the grass is starting to grow.
They're out there working right now. They Right now they're working on two things at the same time. One is the water line that's going up to the ski hill, and that's going right through the golf course.
And that's true.
So, and it's actually going through the holes that we are developing now at this time of year. So,
and speaking of the golf course, as a parenthesis, it would be good to remind folks of the recent passing of George Nelson.
Yes, Bub was a very strong advocate for golf and actually for recreation of Cook County. I remember reading in the obituary, he said, Lutzen has been good to the Nelsons. Let's have the Nelsons be good to Lutzen. And he's followed through on that his whole life. And he was a great asset to Cook County. And I think I can't say enough about my relationship with him in the little time that I've had living here and working with him. So it's definitely a loss.
Okay, we've been speaking with Mark Sambo. He is the president of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority. Glad the open house went well. And,
yes.
We'll expect to hear more from you soon.
We hope to have another meeting in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.